WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. After 2 years of war, a ceasefire is in effect in Gaza. Palestinians are cautious.
I hope our happiness over the ceasefire will last. We don't want them to take their hostages and then return to war.
Antoine Renard with the World Food Program.
They have been displaced multiple times, chased by the threat of hunger and malnutrition, and making impossible choices to survive.
Israelis are hopeful as they await a hostage-prisoner exchange set to begin Monday.
Such a happy moment for all Israelis and for all the Middle East.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says 20 hostages are still alive, 28 deceased. Tens of thousands of Gazans who'd gathered in central Gaza have begun walking north. President Trump's hopes for a Nobel Peace Prize this year have been dashed. The Norwegian committee has named Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado the winner. She spoke with the Institute's director from hiding.
I'm honored, humbled, and very grateful on behalf of the Venezuelan people.
A setback for the president in his bid to have National Guard troops patrol Democratic cities. A federal judge in Illinois has temporarily blocked them from deploying anywhere in the state. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has reaction from Chicago.
Attorney General Kwame Roll.
This is an important decision, not just for the state of Illinois, but for the entire country.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the administration is not giving up.
We're purchasing more buildings in Chicago to operate out of.
People along the East Coast are bracing for stormy weather. A nor'easter could slam the I-95 corridor with heavy rain, strong winds, gusts up to 60 miles an hour, and flooding. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says the other side of the country is facing its own issues.
In the Southwest, we are watching a potential serious flood situation. We have a level 3 out of 4 risk for most of the state of Arizona beginning on Friday and running into portions of the weekend.
He says some areas could get more rain over the next couple of days than they do during the entire fall season. The Phillies' playoff run has ended in heartbreak.
The LA Dodgers had the bases loaded with 2 outs in the bottom of the 11th inning when Andy Páez hit a grounder to Phillies pitcher Orion Kerkering. TNT had the call.
Páez breaks his bat. Kerkering got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away. And the Dodgers have won.
Had Kerkering thrown to first, the game likely would have gone on. The young pitcher says his teammates encouraged him afterward.
Just keep your head up. It's impossible to take. Just it's baseball.
The Dodgers will face the Cubs or Brewers in the NLCS. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Dow futures up 62. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Police say a 29-year-old Racine man fired up to 18 shots at an Uber car's driver, then called the cops himself. Christian Cooley was arrested after the confession and said he thought he was in danger after a verbal argument last Thursday in Racine. No one was hurt, but the car was riddled with bullet holes. Cooley faces charges of reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. The Brewers lost in Chicago, blowing a 2-game lead as the series is now tied 2-2. Tomorrow's Game 5 in Milwaukee starts at 7:08 p.m. The winner will advance to face the Dodgers in the NLCS. A state memo claims Racine County's budget jumped nearly 19%, but local officials say it's closer to 2.4% a year. County Executive Ralph Malicki calls the memo misleading, saying it misrepresents revenues and causes distrust. First District Congressman Brian Stile is holding a telephone town hall today to talk about the shutdown. People can register on his website or call his Janesville office. Registration is open for Tex Reynolds' Toys for Tots program. The Racine tradition provides Christmas gifts for local kids. Families can sign up at the Racine City Hall Annex on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 11. There is a special sign-up this weekend. And veterans in Racine can now ride county buses for free with a new WISC Go card program. Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin will help vets get signed up for the program at their center on Yount Street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game 5 tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the last time the Brewers faced Cubs pitcher Matthew Boyd, they knocked in 3 runs in the first inning. Last night, Boyd pitched into the fifth as the Cubs shut out the crew 6-0. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. Boyd was fantastic. He made pitches. How much money did they give him? $39 million. He earned it tonight. It was great.
So Game 5 is tomorrow night at 7:08 at American Family Field to decide who will advance to face the Dodgers for the National League pennant. NBA, the Bucks beat the Pistons 117-111 last night in preseason basketball in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers face the Bengals Sunday afternoon, but kicker Brandon McManus injured his kicking leg at Wednesday's practice, a quad injury. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's a major concern right now. So we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow. And, you know, we'll have a plan ready to go.
Now, McManus says he thinks he'll be okay. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
So I go to my regular doctor, and he's like, "What's going on?" I said, "You tell me." Just above my right knee, there's a little area about 3 inches up. It's about the size of a fist. That's where it doesn't hurt. And it feels very peculiar. Do you have a pill that can make everything else feel like that? I want an everything else like that pill. My doctor looked at me and said, "Brian, you are way too sedentary." So I vowed in that moment to get a dictionary. But I haven't gotten around to it, you know, just been laying around a house. There's a line around a house.
I'm
other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday.
Mamas and the Papas, Monday, Monday, 8:11 local news time. Liz sits here at WRJN. You know, Carrie Underwood apparently made $1 million every time the theme song from NBC's Sunday Night Football played last season. So with 18 weeks in the NFL, that means Carrie will make $36 million, I guess because it plays twice, between this year and last. And if she hasn't negotiated the raise for the season, it's still $36 million for this season and last. She sings every possible combination of teams they can have all in one session. So they're set for the whole year, unless they have a new team in the NFL. Then she's going to go back to the studio. Wow, that's a great gig. Sing a theme song for the NFL and make $36 million in 2 years. I love it. 1972, the year. Every wedding had this song played at it. Every high school prom, too, that year. Precious and Few, here's Climax.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm hung over you. And if I can't find my way back home,
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go. Stocked up. And everybody's saying that there's
from Pasadena.
From Pasadena, 817 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Look for a chance of showers today, 50-50 chance, they tell me. Highs near 65, a gradual clearing tonight, lows 49, and a picture-perfect fall weekend, Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days with a high in the mid-60s. Right now it's cloudy and 51 degrees here at Radio Park. All right, the laziest person you know might soon be the healthiest. First, Ozempic, now researchers in Denmark say they've created a pill that mimics the benefits of running a 10K. Yes, an exercise pill. Before you get too excited, though, it doesn't come with all the benefits of running. It does offer some of the benefits you get from fasting, though. And if it does what they think it does, they say it could be a game changer for people who are too injured or too old to work out, for people like me who just don't want to work out. A pill for it. Yes, I knew it was coming someday. Here's Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. One battle after another seems to be the movie with the most early Oscar buzz. According to Variety, the critic's darling and really fun movie start to finish is on track to potentially receive as many as 14 Academy Award nods. If it happens, it would tie the record for the most all time held by Titanic, All About Eve, and La La Land. Six of those nominations could come in the acting category. Five of the potential acting nominees are well seasoned, if not previous winners. But the big story is breakout star of the film, Chase Infinity, who could draw a Best Actress nod. Her two female co-stars, Regina Hall and Tiana Taylor, are favorites to draw nominations in the Best Supporting Actress category. Leonardo DiCaprio is expected to be nominated for Best Actor, with co-stars Sean Penn and Benicio Del Toro possibly receiving Best Supporting Actor nominations. That would give the film six nominations for acting, which is unprecedented. If you haven't seen this movie, I highly recommend it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Another sad day. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone.
Sam Cooke, another Saturday night. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:24. Looking for a shower is possible today, a 50-50 chance, highs near 65, cloudy. It's 51 degrees now at Radio Park. Okay, there's a new survey on undesirable jobs that people would avoid, even for double the pay. Here were the answers they gave. Meatpacking plant worker, a roofer, commercial fisherman, skyscraper window cleaner, logger, power line worker, coal miner, radio disc jockey. Hey, wait a second. Wait a second. What do you mean you wouldn't do it for double the pay? Come on. Who put that in there? All right. 8:24, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Incense, peppermints, the strawberry alarm clock. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
If the sense of compliments, meaningless bounds, turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw, look what you saw.
You can do beaten
makes in politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Francis, Pretty Little Baby. It's 8:30, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Let's check our local news right now, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police say an argument with an Uber driver turned into gunfire in Racine. 29-year-old Christian Cooley was arrested after police say he opened fire near LaSalle and West Streets last Thursday. Investigators say Cooley fired up to 18 rounds at the driver's car after a verbal fight. A criminal complaint says there's video showing him aiming the weapon as the vehicle left. No injuries were reported, but the car was damaged by multiple bullet holes. Cooley is now charged with reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct, both involving a dangerous weapon. The Racine County executive is pushing back after a state memo accused the county of spending problems. The legislative memo from Madison claims the county's budget ballooned nearly 19%. But County Executive Ralph Malicki says the real levy increase is closer to 2.4% a year. He argues the state got it wrong by counting outside revenues that don't affect local taxes. The county executive says homeowners are actually seeing a small decrease in their tax bill.
He calls that memo misleading and says it fuels distrust instead of cooperation. A statement put out last night says Malicki was confused and disappointed to see outside politics attempting to govern Racine County's local operations. Tis the season for Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots. The longtime Racine County tradition is getting ready to help area kids. Registration is now open for the program, which provides gifts for kids at Christmas. Families can sign up at the City Hall Annex on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Organizers say you'll need proof of residency, photo ID, and documents for each child. Special sign-up days are planned for tomorrow and other dates in November and December. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The only thing more uncomfortable than the futon is the beanbag chair. Has anyone ever sat in a beanbag chair and thought, oh, this was a good decision? I was like, how do I get out of this? What do I, scissor kick or something? And how do you sit in a beanbag chair without looking like you have a drinking problem?
They got to get this one in rehab.
Who even came up with that? Hey, you know how people love sitting on beans? Not really, but go ahead. Well, it'll be a big bag filled with beans. And we make the bag vinyl, so when you were wearing shorts, it would stick to your legs. Do you even work here? Have a nice bed. I don't believe in making the bed, though. My wife's always like, why don't you ever make the bed? For the same reason I don't tie my shoes after I take them off. Doesn't make sense. We're not putting this thing in storage. Hell, I'm hoping to come back in a couple hours, and I would like it open, because when our bed's made, it's covered in 40 pillows, like we're stockpiling ammo for the global pillow fight. I asked my wife, I'm like, what's the deal with all these pillows? They're for decoration. How often are you giving a tour of our bedroom?
Don Rosen.
Time to talk high school football as we're getting into the nitty-gritty of the high school football season. Nick Rassef is here from DG Sports, and we're getting there now. We're going next weekend. We're playing for a conference title, but this weekend it's going to be Westosha Central at Burlington on WRJN. Let's talk about that game.
Yeah, Don, good morning. Burlington, they need to continue to win. We're Westosha Central, they're just trying to play out the season. They haven't won a game this year.
Oh, no.
They had a new coach come on in July, and typically what that means is a new system, lost a lot of good athletes to graduation. So they've had a tough year. But for our Burlington Demons, a win tonight, I believe, will put them into the playoffs. So a big ball game for the Demons tonight.
You know, I remember when I went to high school, we had two high schools in our community. We had one which was the namesake after the town, and we were the other high school. They was called, oh, you're at the other high school. And every year we just beat them. And somebody painted the season scores on the side of the clubhouse. And it was us winning every game. They didn't win one. And I said, you know, it's really tough to rub it in. I felt bad. And I was a teenager and I felt bad they were rubbing it in because people work hard and, you know, not everybody can win. Somebody's got to be the loser. And it's tough to lose an entire season. And then you got to have the opposition like my high school rubbing it into them, which I didn't like. But, you know, it happens. Kids are kids. Westosha Central of Burlington. How are the Racine teams doing now? Is anybody a sure thing for the conference title games?
Oh, absolutely. St. Catharines will probably be a number one seed in the playoffs. Again, the big game next week, Uni Grove's going to face Badger. They'll both come in, I'm probably undefeated, 8-0. So that'll be for a conference title. Racine Lutheran's already won the conference title. So we have multiple teams that'll be playing in the playoffs. I think I predicted six out of the nine teams we cover will qualify for the playoffs either tonight and or by next week.
Okay, so if you had a copy of the schedule, there's going to be a change for October 17th. Instead of being the Waterford-Burlington game, it's switched to the Badger Union Grove game for the conference title. So that's the only switch we have now. Then after that, beginning October 24th, you're going to have to check back at the website and keep checking because we don't know who's going to be on these playoff games, level one and level two and sectional championships. So you got to check back for that. So what are the games that are there tonight floating around, you know?
Well, I don't know exactly who's playing each other, but I know Racine Lutheran, Racine St. Catharines, they're already assured. They want to keep winning, though, because they have the potential to be a top seed, and that's what you want. If you're a top seed, you can get at least three levels at home. And that's what they're playing for. So,
and they don't have any bye weeks in high school football, do they?
No,
I didn't.
No
think
byes.
So. Yeah. Okay, so we got a big weekend here. We've got the Union Grove game. The Burlington game tonight. Tomorrow on WRJN, it's one and done, do or die for the Cubs and the Brewers. They'll be playing at AmFam Field, and this is for the National League Division Series title. So, boy, what a weekend in sports, huh? Whoa. This is big.
Yes.
Okay, so with this game tonight, which is Westosha Central at Burlington, you can hear the game on WRJN, pregame 6:40, kickoff at 7 p.m. And you can hear the game on WRJN, of course. And also, if you have like an Aunt Tilly who's out in Utah or something and they want to hear the game, they can hear the stream live at dgsports.mixlr.com. I'll say it again, dgsports.mixlr.com, and you can hear the game streaming, of course. If you're in Utah, it's a different time zone, so it'll be like 5:40 in the afternoon, I guess. Good luck tonight. It's going to be a nice night for it. You got a clear night coming around, 49 degrees, cold. Hope you get your woolies on.
Yeah.
Long johns. Okay, well, you have a good night tonight, and we'll talk again next Friday morning.
Okay, thanks, Don.
Thank you,
Dick.
Dick Reset for Friday Night Lights, covering our high school sports for us right here on WRJN. It's 8:39. Oh, I love this song. This is George Harrison, solo, without the Beatles. Give me love. Give me peace on earth.
Help me cope with this heavy load. Trying.
George Harrison, give me love, give me hope, give me peace on earth. Wow. That was good. I like it. 8:42, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. This sounds like a horror movie. A woman in Washington called the police when her property was invaded by more than 100 raccoons. They were closing in on her, and she feared for her life. Here's what happened. She's been feeding raccoons for 35 years. What did she think was going to happen? Of course her life is going to be a horror movie with raccoons. Don't feed them. 8:43, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, make it with you. Here's David Gates and Bread.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? I may be climbing on rain. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I want to make it with you. Time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I make it with you. I really think that we could make it, baby.
and the Playboys. Everybody loves a clown. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, it's 848. The morning show every morning is brought to you on WRJN by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Sky Rizzi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Sky Rizzi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Sky Rizzi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's Friday morning, 8:51. That means Mike Clemens is aboard with us right now talking sports, and we have got a lot to talk about. Just before we went on the air, I said to him, I thought this thing was going to be 3 in a row and it was going to be all over, and you said...
Yeah, so did Pat Murphy.
That's good. It didn't work out like that, and yesterday was a blowout. What is going on?
Hey, you know what? You like trivia. Here's a new trivia question for you. Name a team that had a home run in 4 consecutive postseason games in the first inning. And the answer would be the Chicago Cubs. They did it again last night. Ian Happ is at the plate. You got 2 outs, men on first and second. Freddie Peralta, your fastball guy, he's out there. And he says, okay, I can probably get this guy. Throws a fastball, a little bit too much over the middle. Bam, Happ takes it out to right field. Cubs go up 3-0. Never look back. It takes the pressure off their pitchers. They hold the Brewers to just 3 hits. Shutout, 6-0. Cubs now tie up the series after being down 2-0. And, you know, their backs to the wall. They use that. You know, the fans at Wrigley last night, they were chanting, Freddy, Freddy, getting into Freddy Peralta's head last night.
I was going to say, the announcers I heard doing the game last night at WRJN, they tried to give you some positive feel, and they said, do you know that the team that wins the first, gets the first run on the scoreboard, doesn't win? Well, unfortunately, that wasn't true last night.
So, you know, here's the thing. The simple analysis is this. So what's happened to the Brewers? It's pitching, and it's Brandon Woodruff, you know, who's their veteran player. He came back after 2 years from shoulder surgery and other kinds of ups and downs, and then he came in and was pitching great as their number two pitcher. It was Freddie Peralta was their ace, their first one, Brandon Woodruff, and then this kid, Quinn Priester, who had such a great summer. They every time Priester pitched, they would win. They had like 12 consecutive wins, 19 in appearances. So Brandon Woodruff, it pulls a lat muscle a couple weeks ago. He's out. So they go into this series, and I'm telling you, Don, that game last Saturday, game one at AmFam Field, I had never heard a crowd that loud before. And I even said to Mike Vassallo, the PR director, I said, you guys like have auditions and rehearsals? He goes, I know, right? The crowd was just phenomenal, loud and in sync. And with lots of energy, just dominated the atmosphere. It really made a difference. And the Brewers jumped out to that 6-1 lead and ended up winning 9-3 in game one. Then they won game two at home. They get down to Wrigley and things flip because Quinn Priester, that puts him on the mound, this kid had won all these games for him, 25 years old, grows up in a suburb as a Cubs fan, just, you know, 20 miles north of the ballpark. And he gives up three runs. He's, you know, they pulled him after 39 pitches. He couldn't get out of the first inning. So the Cubs win their first one. They win their second one. And now I don't know what Murphy's going to do for a pitcher tomorrow night. He's used up Freddie Peralta, Quinn Priester. Woodruff is out. Jose Quintana has been a starter, but I think they used him for a few innings last night. Chad Patrick is really not a guy you're going to put in. Jacob Mizorowski, you know, he had three good innings the other night, but it's going to be pitcher by committee tomorrow night, 7:08 from the ballpark tomorrow night between the Cubs and the Brewers. If the Brewers win, then they'll start the National League pennant championship series at home in Milwaukee because they had the best record in baseball against the Dodgers, who clinched last night.
So the pregame would be tomorrow night at what, a half hour before?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, 6:30, and then the first pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night.
7:08.
Let's hope for the best. It's a home field advantage. We'll see if that's got any pull. We'll see what happens tomorrow night. The game on WRJN, of course, Saturday night. It's a nice night to relax and turn on the radio, get you a little food ready by the radio, and turn it on and listen. 6:30 pregame, 7:08 first pitch, and we'll hear the game on WRJN. And then we'll move on to the Brewers in the National League pennant race championship game. Okay, got the Bucks. They're beating the Pistons last night. Let's talk about the Bucks.
Yeah, they beat the Pistons 117-111 in preseason, but a huge story out again this week that John Horst, the GM, after thinking he had a roster set, they moved on, you know, during the season from Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, Damian Lillard had that torn Achilles. They released him. They brought in Miles Turner from the Pacers in a huge trade deal, and he thought he had a decent roster to keep Giannis happy. And it turned out maybe Giannis wasn't happy, and John traveled to Greece to sit down with Giannis and his agent, one of his agents, while Giannis was playing for the Greek national team in the European League. And Giannis says, you know, what would it take for me to go to New York? Okay, so they took some calls from New York, though, they're not in any shape for a trade. They just gave away four or five of their first-round picks as they rebuilt their team. So, you know, the word is wait until about February 1st to February 4th. It's a four-day window there where they might be able to move their Mikal Bridges, one of their star players, if, in fact, you know, Giannis does want to finish out his career with the Knicks. He's starting his 13th season. He's locked in for now. And so it'll be like, well, let's wait and see how the season goes right now. But you know, this is starting to tire Bucks fans. It would be a huge loss if they lose Giannis, but it's kind of wearing out the Bucks fans a little bit.
I got 2 minutes left. We have college football and we have the Packers. Let's do college football first. The Badgers.
Badgers take on Iowa, and Luke Fickell, the head coach of the Badgers football team, is looking for his first win since he's been in Wisconsin against Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Hawkeyes lost their starting quarterback to a knee injury last week, so that'll help out Bucky a little bit tomorrow night. But, you know, the Badgers are kind of a mess right now. They're on their third-string quarterback. They did not do very well with their run defense last week, which has actually been one of the strengths of their defense. They host the Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And then we'll be covering the Packers game on Sunday, 3:25 against the Cincinnati Bengals. And a little problem there, at Wednesday's practice, Matt LaFleur's ace kicker, Brandon McManus, at 34 years old, he's kicking, and all of a sudden, oh, geez, and in his quad, in his kicking leg, and there in the thigh, he gets his tweak. And so, like, oh. Now, he said, listen, this happened to me once about 3 years ago. Same thing. It happened at Wednesday's practice, but it was good enough by Sunday where I was able to kick a 40-yarder and a 50-yarder. So he thinks he'll be ready to go. But in the meantime, the Packers were working out other professionals off the street to just in case they needed an emergency backup heading into Sunday's game.
Do what my gym teacher told me to do when I used to have a cramp in my leg, you know, and when I'm running the track in high school. He said, walk it off.
rub some dirt on it.
By the way,
my baseball manager would tell me.
Rub dirt on baseball. I always tell you, rub dirt on everything. You mentioned how loud it was at AmFam Field on the first night of the games for the Cubbies. I could top that. 1965, Shea Stadium in New York, the Beatles playing in concert.
That was pretty loud.
My ears hurt. It was so loud.
Yeah.
You couldn't even hear the Beatles play. It was so loud.
And those small amps, you know, with little microphones hooked up to the PA system. Yeah.
Actually, they had these columns. They weren't ready for this because they didn't do stadium concerts at that time. And they had these cheap column speakers on the infield. They were talking Shea Stadium. It didn't even work. It wasn't very good. All right, so quick review. We got the Brewers. First of all, we got high school football on tonight on WRJN. We've got that starting at 6:40, kickoff at 7. Tomorrow we got the Brewers playing tomorrow night. It will do the pregame at 6:30. First pitch at 7:08. Then we got the Packers playing on Sunday. So what a weekend. Win, win, win. Let's hope, huh?
Yeah, busy weekend for me.
I
really kind of hoping the Brewers could have clinched last night, but oh well.
No.
Check with me. So
no
I've been
rest.
Driving back and forth on I-43.
No rest for the weary. Okay, Mike, let's hope we have a good thing.